I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who has introduced legislation called the Early Pell Promise Act. We found out more about this legislation with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We have something called Pell Grants available for young people that are low income to be able to help them to go to college. But most folks don't realize they're there, and if they do, it's their senior year, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do and how to put together support. But we lose a lot of young people in the process. So this would back that information up to eighth grade. It's called the Early Pell Promise. And basically say to young people that are low income that if you make the grade, you work hard, graduate from high school, get accepted to college, that we will promise 2 years of a Pell Grant for you. You can count on that. So you can go to college. So it would let them know there's some hope and help available to be able to go.
It seems like it's kind of an interesting thought to go that young, eighth grade, ninth grade, because a lot of times financial aid options and things like that, and even college, may be in some preliminary discussions at that point with a student, but you don't start thinking about that. But your goal here is to say, start thinking now.
Well, and I think it's about helping young people know that there is hope for them. You know, a lot of kids after middle school are really, I think, making decisions, even if it's not, even if it's just on an emotional level. Do they hang in it there? Do they keep trying? Do they work hard? You know, is there a future for them? What is it? And I think we want to say, yeah, you know, these things, this will be available to you. You can count on it. It will give you the opportunity for 2 years at community college or significant help for a four-year college. And we've seen it in some other programs put together, started in Kalamazoo, Michigan, something called the Kalamazoo Promise, where community leaders came together and basically promised if you graduate from high school in Kalamazoo that you were going to be able to have 4 years of college paid for, which is amazing. This basically is built on that, saying, you know, this is something that is available for young people. They usually don't find out about it until right before they need it. And we want to make sure this is part of encouraging more young people to stay in school, to work hard, and to have an opportunity to be successful.
Senator, at Northern Michigan University here in Marquette and around the state, actually, enrollment issues are creating some problems with budgets and whatnot because of the funding that would come from the amount of students that are at the university, and numbers are declining. Is this also an opportunity or an attempt maybe to try to get more people going to college?
Well, certainly, I want to make sure that everybody who wants to be able to go to college has an opportunity to do that, a fair shot to work hard and do that. But you're right, we're seeing, I think a lot of it relates to cost. I mean, in the economy, working families, more and more families are still struggling, trying to hold it together. I haven't seen the full recovery, even though the economy's coming back. It's mainly been an economy that's working very, very well for those at the top, and everybody else is still scrambling. And it does affect college. And also, we're seeing the cost of college go up. When you have a young person that is leaving college with as much debt as that would take to get a mortgage on a really nice house, there's something wrong. And it's interesting today, even we're hearing from realtors who have decided this is an issue for them as well, because they can't qualify young families to buy a house because they have so much student loan debt. So this is very serious. We've got it's upside down right now. We all benefit by having a skilled workforce and by people working hard, being successful in America. And we have way too many costs that are being incurred. And I think this is, the Early Pell Promise is part of that, but I think we have to lower student loan interest rates. I'm also very involved in that effort. And frankly, we've got to change our priorities. You know, the budget that just passed, unfortunately, on a Republican budget, no Democratic votes, because the budget that just passed gives another tax cut, a jackpot tax cut for people who have over $10 million. They would get an additional $3 million in their pocket. and it cut college loans and Pell Grants to pay for it, and it cuts nursing home care for Alzheimer's patients and breast cancer research and the ability for us to be able to build new roads. And so, you know, we've got to get our priorities back in the right spot here, where we're giving everybody a fair opportunity to make it and not just focused on a system rigged for those at the very top.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.